Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Yes, certainly. What were you wanting to know? Okay. Okay. Like it would be very hard to say what's going on with your bird without a full assessment and everything. Like the brown markings on the featherings, if this parrot has gone from your daughter to yourself, could be like stress bars as well, which oh, she's been there for a while. Okay. Like definitely direct sunlight, you get the best vitamin D. They don't get vitamin D, they can't get it through glass from the sun, like the UV. They don't get that. So saying out in the sun, getting direct sunlight, yes, you get vitamin D from that. Like there could be other underlying things. Like we do recommend just with a dog and cat to do a yearly health assessment just to make sure that there isn't anything underlying that we might be concerned about. The thing that she is eating and she's bright and alert and happy, that is a good thing. Like these guys can sometimes get vitamin deficiencies and do require like injections of like a vitamin mineral supplement to help nutritionally. But we could definitely have a look through a health assessment and just see if there is some concerns with the feathering and things like that would warrant a vitamin injection. Or we could obviously do an internal assessment by blood test to see what the internal health is doing, to see if there is concerns that way as well that could be causing the feathering to be that darker colour. My recommendations is to do a health assessment with the vet to see, and then they can discuss further treatment plan if they do believe that there needs to be a treatment plan, or do further work up to make sure that their internal health is doing well as well through blood tests. Yep. Yep, sure. So the consult with the vet is $170. They will do a full assessment, physical exam, and they'll also look at basic fecals, which is like a wet mount on their feces that they pass. They may want to do a gram stain on their feces, which basically indicates and tests and sees what the gut bacteria in their gut is like through the staining on the feces, and that's $50 if they need to do that. Like in regards to like blood testing, they will talk to you about that, but it's obviously up to you whether or not you want to go that far. But initially the consultation is $170. As long as there's no glass impeding the door, like that is right. Like going into our warmer months, like definitely I wouldn't be popping her straight in the heat of the sun in the warmer months, definitely not. Like even just filtered sunlight from as that doesn't come through a window is okay. But I wouldn't be stressing her out or doing any changes as such until you get an assessment done. Like if you are going to have her in a cage and you're going to be like out gardening or something like that, you can definitely take her outside. But you do have to watch for predatory birds such as, well, your black and whites, your magpies and your butcher birds. They can be quite territorial, and we have actually seen birds get grabbed and bitten through the cage. So if you get, yeah, so if you are going to do that, just putting like a towel over three sides of the cage to protect so they can get to the back of the cage, and just monitoring to make sure that there's nothing like that out or going to go for the cage. Like being a moustache parrot, not so much. Like it's definitely the budgies and the canaries and things like that that they definitely go for. But I have seen nasty bites and stuff through cages from that. Yeah, so basically, see how you go. Yeah, like definitely it's same applies. Like they do run at a higher temperature than us, but they do need shade and everything as well because they can get obviously heat stroke. Not so much with the parrots, but definitely I wouldn't be putting them in direct sunlight during the heat of the day, like 12 till 2. Just filtered light is fine as long as it's not through glasses is basically what we would recommend. And for about 20 minutes, half an hour, it will be fine. But yeah, you have to obviously assess, like moustache parrots can be a bit nervous birds. So any change, we don't want to alter a lot of change as well because that puts stress on the bird as well, just like by changing their environment, taking them outside. Like it is a good thing, but obviously we have to monitor the bird as well. So if there is potential stress bars and things like that, yeah, like they can get. Sorry? I lost my train of thought, sorry. Oh, moustache parrots can be a little bit stressy type birds. Like some bird moustache parrots are very well adjusted and are totally okay. But just like changing up the movements, taking them to a foreign area like outside if they're not used to it can put additional stress on them as well. So what I would recommend is just keep doing what you're doing. If you're going to go outside and you're going to be out there just sitting out saying, having a coffee or something, definitely take the cage out and just assess while you're there. Get some filtered sunlight that way and then take them back inside. But I wouldn't be taking them out, leaving them out if you're not going to be out there. Yeah, that's fine, and you can just assess if she's freaking out, like flapping around the cage and really stressing out that way, then take her back to a normal environment. I wouldn't be stressing her out, taking her outside. Like definitely direct like outside light and stuff is good with the vitamin D, but there could be other things underlying with this little one that is causing the darker feathering, as I said. It could be an internal issue going on, like a liver or kidney issue. And we would also discuss in the health check things such as diet as well, because diet plays a big role in nutritional health, and that can cause changes in feathering and health. So that's things that we would discuss in a health check as well. Yep, sure. Yeah. 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 Yeah, certainly. Yep. Yeah, as I said, it's hard to say without seeing the bird itself what's going on. Yeah, and as I said, coming into summer, the heat of the day, yes, people do have birds and aviaries outside, which is perfectly fine, but they would have covering and stuff. So definitely direct sunlight without any shelter or shade to get away in the cool. I wouldn't be recommending that, no. But if you're going to be out, say, under a pergola where there's filtered sunlight coming through, without any glass or anything, yeah, definitely take her out and in her cage and let her get some sunlight that way. That's perfectly okay. But if you're going to go back inside, I'd take her back inside just because the predatory birds, yeah, it only takes one little pull through the cage and you could get a fractured leg or things like that. So they're not directly sitting out with the sun beating down on their cage. It's coming through under a pergola, you've got the roof, but you can still get light coming that way, and they can go in the light. But as I said, I don't know, with the heat of the summer coming up, I wouldn't directly be leaving them out in direct sunlight where they can't, in a cage, get away into the shade of a tree or something. Yeah. Yeah, so we're in Redcliffe. Do you know Redcliffe at all? Oh, okay. Oh dear. Yeah, sure. No, that's good. So yeah, so you'll know exactly where we are. Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, so Gold Coast. There is the Brisbane Birds and Exotics at Greenslopes, that would be a lot closer to you. Not sure if Unusual Pet, they've got quite a few vets around, but I'm not sure Gold Coast Way, whether they're, there used to be Currumbin Valley, used to have a vet down there as well that saw birds. But yeah, I'm not sure exactly the area, if there's an Unusual Pet vet down that way. But yeah, definitely Greenslopes, Brisbane Birds and Exotics. They've got an exotics vet there. Not a problem. We'd love to see you. Excellent. Well, all the best with everything. And give us a call if you do want to make an appointment. Not a problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.